Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in, an all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together, from sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs, and best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with George Friedman, the founder and chairman of Geopolitical Futures. Geopoliticalfutures.com is the website. It's a subscription site I highly recommend. And George's recent posting about Singapore, about the Shangri-La Resort. I've never been there. George has. And the facts met that there was a Shangri-La dialogue meeting. The defense ministers of major countries gather once a year to talk past each other or to talk issues or perhaps have bilateral meetings on the sidelines. These are diplomatic affairs, heavily scripted. And yet, we learned that there was simultaneously or perhaps parallel a meeting of spies, master spies. That would be the director of Central Intelligence, Mr. Burns, his equivalent in China, in India. There were 24 representatives. Not all of them were named, to my understanding. To what end, George? What do we believe about this meeting was necessary now? And it was not revealed immediately, but then again, it was leaked. Why was it leaked? Two questions.
Well, the first thing to understand is that intelligence organizations talk to each other constantly at various levels, sometimes in a bar in Vienna, young people, others at the highest level, but they have to talk to each other. It's deconflicting. You don't want a situation in which you're starting to report back to your country that something dangerous is happening. And the intelligence agencies are in charge of knowing what the other side is happening, saying, and at least if you talk to them, you'll know what lies are being told. You'll get something from them. So none of it is reported. All of it is confidential. But I think for most people, or most people involved, it's a common event. What is different about this event is the number of people there, which was very large and not reported, claimed, but that it was leaked. Leaking this stuff is usually, you get fired for that. But you leak this. And in this leaking, we learned that there were certain countries there, China, India, the United States, very important, very publicly known, important. Russia wasn't there. And we also know that the United States is putting heavy pressure on China and the South China Sea and has been worrying them a great deal. And we also know that India has now shifted from buying products, weapons from Russia to the United States. And the United States and India have grown quite close. So here was China and Russia, China and India, who have a war going on along their borders with the United States that has no war going on. And I suspect what they were talking about is, guys, let's all settle down. Try to stabilize the world. The Russians have done a terrible job in doing this. You're not going to invade Taiwan. We aren't going to attack China. Let's all settle down and deconflict. And I think that's what it is simply about. It was probably something discussed in many places, in many ways. Some technical details may have been discussed of this. Now it goes back to the government to decide.
Russia was not invited or not present, according to the reports. How to interpret that? Has Russia lost favor among 24 states? Don't they want to? How does it go, George? Keep your friends close and your enemies closer?
Well, the key here is India. India was an ally of Russia, and most of its weapons are Russian. India has clearly made the decision that it cannot rely on Russia, that Russia is weak. It's not a able to ship what is used as premise, and it's shifted his attention to the United States. That was the most important thing that happened there, the Entente between the United States and India. And they didn't want the Russians there. The Russians may have not wanted to see it, whatever. But this was the major change that was declared. So that was probably negotiated elsewhere. But they used this opportunity to tell five different sources. They counted the number of sources they told that Russia's out of this game.
The month before, or at least weeks before, we're told now, the DCI traveled to China to meet his opposite in China clandestinely. In other words, we weren't told at the time, we're told now. Does that have bearing on this meeting at the Shangri-La, that there was a bilateral before the meeting?
There's tremendous back and forth between the U.S. and China, always has. So when something happened in Taiwan, the Chinese would be reassuring, an American aircraft penetrated the Chinese, same thing. The idea that these countries don't talk, see each other simply as an enemy, well, China depends on the U.S. a lot. U.S. has interest in China. It isn't. But what we're seeing happen between the U.S. and China is coming to the point where it recognizes that the United States, particularly with Papua New Guinea and the Philippines, have them boxed in, that they badly need the United States for investment capital and for purchasing goods, that U.S. purchasing in China is going off, and therefore China wants to find a place to talk. Now, why the intelligence people? Well, they talk all the time. Why revealed? Well, it fuels our radio program.
George Friedman is the founder and chairman of Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site I highly recommend. The gathering of the secret eagles in a fabulous resort in Singapore. Why? This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Marshall.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.